Born in Trigg County on June the 8th, 1960, this young man is the sixth generation of farmers on his family farm. From a young age, he wanted to work rather than go to school or really do anything else. As a young child, he spent many days working in the fields and tobacco patches. His family also raised cows and horses, but he was never really a fan of horses, unless it was his grandfather's draft horses. It is told that as a young boy, he had a pony, but he sold it for $20. Rumor has it that he still has that $20 today. In 1974, he was given his first cow by his grandfather. He kept several heifers from this cow to start his own herd. In 1979, he graduated from Trigg County High School. Did you notice that he got his cow 5 years before he graduated from school? If you know him, you know that he loves the year 1979, hence the three 1979 Ford trucks and a 1979 Trans Am that he still owns. If it wasn't built in the 1970s or 80s, he just doesn't think it's worth much. Just in case you haven't figured it out by now, I'm speaking of Mr. Ricky Ladd. In 1988, Ricky met and married Laura. Their story of meeting isn't a typical one. Laura was working at an auction company, and Ricky had brought some stuff in to be sold. Laura had someone else call Ricky about something, but then she ended up speaking with him on the phone. Very short while later, they had their first date, and were married within a month. Ricky was told that when Ricky has told that when Brother Wallace Gray announced them as the newest newlyweds at church, the crowd was shocked and audibly glassed. Although they had a fast start, they made a commitment and have stood by each other's side ever since. The farming operation has always been a family affair, especially with Ricky having two sisters who also worked on the farm, but once their family grew, they had more help. Together, Ricky and Laura have four daughters and son-in-laws, Jennifer and Lee Shope, Janelle and Evan P. Poole, Samantha and Alex Mudd, and Deanna and Devin Litchfield. After raising four girls, which he taught to work as if they were boys, he was finally blessed with three grandsons, Benjamin Shope, Wyatt, and Luke Mudd. In December, his first granddaughter, Charlotte, will join this bunch of wild boys. Ricky is known as Pappy to the grandchildren, and Samantha says that Pappy may be one of the words she has heard the most out of her babies. After finding out about having a granddaughter on the way, Ricky told Devin that he wouldn't know what to do with a girl after having all these grandsons, but she assured him that it would come back to him after raising four daughters. Ricky always wanted a son, but all that he got was a bunch of girls. That is, until Devin came along. Deanna argues that Devin has taken her place as the favorite child. From an early age, the expectation was that Ricky's girls would go to work doing whatever the family was doing, whether it was working in the hay field, tobacco patch, or feeding the cows. But before the daughters were there to work, Ricky and his sister Donna farmed together, basically their whole lives. They continue to farm and log together today, with Ricky cutting the timber and Donna driving the skidder. By high school age, Samantha was often found going to the log woods with Ricky and drove the skidder if Donna wasn't available. Donna and Sam have both told tales about how they would find Ricky standing on a stump, playing an imaginary fiddle, and dancing, waiting for the skidder to come back to grab the next log. He cannot sit for very long. He has even been seen running from one tractor to the next numerous times just to save a few seconds. Earlier this year, Ricky was diagnosed with follicular lymphoma cancer, but after completing several rounds of chemo and lots of prayers, Ricky is now in remission. The farming operation looks a little different than it did in 1960, with the focus now being primarily on beef cattle, together with the family. Together, the family owns 125 head. In the summer, you can often find Ricky, Donna, Devin, Deanna, and Samantha in the hayfield working together. Ricky has carried on the tradition of farming and raising his family on the farm and in church. On Sundays, you can find Ricky, clad in overalls, leading the singing at Hurricane Baptist Church. Bet you didn't know that about Mr. Ricky. He has taught Sunday school for over 40 years and has not missed a Sunday teaching in all those years. "We'll work till Jesus comes" is his favorite song, and that is what he plans to do until he meets his Savior. Ricky Ladd is committed to his family, church, and most definitely the farming way of life. It is my honor to present to you the 2024 Trigg County Farmer of the Year, Mr. Ricky Ladd.